Time is 8:07, currently at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Beautiful start to the day. Fair skies, temperature of 68 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a little bit at the bottom of the hour, just after the bottom of the hour at 8:33, we'll be joined by members of the Wausau Community Theater, a couple of the actors, perhaps the director, of this weekend's production of Heathers. Heathers the Musical on Thursday, Friday, and two shows on Saturday. So we're going to get a chance to learn about WCT, what they do, also about the production of Heathers the Musical, the process of getting there, and the final days and the excitement of getting set to perform. Coming up again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, four shows total. Twice on Saturday. So that's coming up at 8:33 this morning here on the program. Also, yesterday I was saying that we were scheduled to have Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg on with us today. But the mayor, something came up in terms of her duties, her actual duties, in terms of being the mayor. But the good news is it's only going to be a temporary postponement because Mayor Rosenberg will be joining us coming up on Thursday morning. She'll be coming in at 9 a.m. So again, just a 48-hour delay. And we'll talk to Mayor Rosenberg about what's going on in the mayor's office around the city of Wausau as we get into the summer months. So again, Mayor Rosenberg postponed just a couple of days until Thursday. Well, again, what a beautiful start to the day. I mean, you know, just a couple of weeks now working here in the morning hours, and one of the nice things is when you get up and the sun just rising and the temperature is still a bit chilly as you drive in, it's completely different than what it's going to be when we get to the winter, when it's into January and February, when you wake up, you walk outside, you have to go through the snow, the sun is not up quite yet, and it's very, very cold. But this time of year, it truly is fantastic to be out and about early. Hopefully you get a chance to get out there and enjoy it a bit, because it is going to warm up. It's actually going to be a very warm week. In fact, we're looking at temperatures from the mid to upper 80s the entirety of this week. In fact, right through Saturday, it's going to stay, around 85, 86, even 87 degrees today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and even on Saturday. We will get a complete look at our forecast when we're joined by meteorologist Jennifer Vuchiski from weatherology.com coming up at 9:06. Also, we want to hear from you. Going to be talking about a number of different issues here today. We're going to talk more about what's being done with the state budget. We're going to continue to talk about this issue where Robin Voss has made diversity, equity, and inclusion the most important issue, not only in Wisconsin, not only in the United States, but in the entire world. The entire world. Humanity. He says humanity. The number one issue is DEI. So if you have a thought on that, we're going to talk about, again, I think we're in a bizarro world where Fox News is asking the tough questions of Donald Trump. I don't know if you saw it last night, but at least some of the reporting on it. Brett Baer asked Donald Trump some rather tough questions. How are we in this world where Fox News is asking the hard questions of Donald Trump while Trump is getting basic campaign rally appearances on his town hall on CNN? So we're going to... Donald Trump did not do himself any favors last night in terms of his upcoming court case. We'll talk about that coming up. But if you have thoughts as we continue throughout the course of this program, you can give us a call at 715-298-1248. Again, our studio line at 715-298-1248. Would love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind as we discuss different issues on this program here today. But again, it's really, I mean, I came in this morning and I'm looking at some of the stories and, you know, one of the headlines is about Trump last night and the idea. And then I clicked on a few of the sound bites and got to give one thing I'm going to do on this program is give credit where credit is due. Sometimes it may be from somebody that, you know, for the most part, you disagree with. But the only way to be fair is to give credit. And Brett Baer, I thought, really, really put Donald Trump in some uncomfortable situations. So we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. But we got to take a time out. Again, at 8:33, we'll be talking to members of the Wausau Community Theater about Heather's the Musical coming up this weekend. But coming up next, I want to go back into what Robin Voss has been talking about. Again, it just feels like he's trying to get us to take our eye off the ball on what really is important, trying to put his finger on raw nerves, trying to get people upset. And I'm trying not to get upset myself. It's just, you know, it's one of those situations where what are priorities? We're going to discuss that coming up. The time is almost 8:13. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you have not got the Civic Media app yet, there have been some recent upgrades on it. It's even better. It's really a great way not only to keep up to speed with us wherever you may be on Bull Falls Radio, but also all the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. In fact, again, it's been just an incredible year, the past year, with Civic Media starting off with one station and then spreading across the state, basically covering almost the entirety of the state. But you'll be able to tune into any of the Civic Media radio stations on the Civic Media app. Also, of course, we have the podcast page. You can hear previous episodes of this program and all the other programs on Civic Media. In fact, this time frame, the 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. time frame, there are a number of programs on different stations around the state. We got this one here on Bull Falls Radio. We got the morning show in Wisconsin Rapids. You got Earl Ingram down in the southeast part of the state. You got others as well. So again, if you want to keep up to speed on issues and news and interviews going on all over the state of Wisconsin, and you're tuned into this program, but would be interested in hearing the thoughts of a very smart guy like Earl Ingram, you can again go to the podcast page on the Civic Media app. Also, you can go to the podcast page on our website, bullfallsradio.com. If you click on shows, it'll take you and you'll be able to see the logos of all the programs here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Just click on the logo, then you'll be able to hear podcasts of previous programs right here for my show and others. Again, bullfallsradio.com. And also, again, of course, we have on our podcast page sports, our play-by-play sports of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon. We are now in our off-season when it comes to high school sports. It's not a very long off-season, as we'll be back at it coming up on August the 17th, opening night of the high school football season. But if you missed any of our broadcasts of the Warriors, the Cardinals, and the Red Raiders, just go to BowFallsRadio.com and click on the sports link, and then you'll see the logos for each of the schools and be able to relive all the past action. Let's talk again about budget, because, again, something we talked about with John Robinson yesterday. Again, if you missed our interview with Marathon County Board Supervisor John Robinson, it's on the podcast page of my program at BowFallsRadio.com and also on the Civic Media app. But, you know, he's talking about how the county board is starting the process of the budgetary cycle. They do that for quite a while because there's so many big issues to discuss. But, and he was talking about a meeting and talk about priorities. Priorities. Budgeting is about priorities. And the state of Wisconsin is trying to go through their two-year budget cycle and showing the priorities that they have. And we have had a deal that I think some folks are, you know, not thrilled with when it's come to shared revenue and education funding. Because it looks as though here in the state of Wisconsin, when it comes to education funding, yeah, they have added some funding to the public schools. But boy, they have added a whole lot of money to the school choice program. In fact, the state of Wisconsin has, and you don't have to take my word for it, you just have to take the word of the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, one of the champions of school choice, says that the state of Wisconsin has one of the most robust school choice programs in the United States of America. 33% increase in the voucher program to private high schools in Wisconsin. And also some of the funding increases for public schools are basically just the ability for local municipalities, local school districts to raise local taxes. And that's not a great choice either. But then you get to the University of Wisconsin system. And if you were tuned in the final segment of Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, I made my weekly appearance with Pat just before we started on this program. Again, every Tuesday at 7:50, I get a chance to talk to Pat Kreitlow about whatever Pat wants to talk about with me. And, of course, he will return the favor, appear on this program coming up on Thursday at 8:15. But you look at priorities. And in an era where we have a $7 billion budget surplus, Robin Voss says he wants a $32 million cut. A $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system. And then he said it could go deeper. And you say, why? Why at a time we're trying to keep folks in the state of Wisconsin, at a time we're trying to find workers in the state of Wisconsin, would you basically try to run off people by cutting funding to the University of Wisconsin system? And make no mistake, if Robin Voss is successful when it comes to cutting funding for the University of Wisconsin system, the system is going to be forced to raise tuition. And again, that would make the University of Wisconsin system less competitive. And then you say, well, why? Why does Robin Voss want to cut funding to the University of Wisconsin system? Of course, it is that bogeyman to him and others on the right, diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. And I'm really annoyed. I can understand Voss wanting to focus on issues that he thinks are important, that he thinks he can change. But as somebody myself who graduated from the University of Wisconsin system, I graduated from the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire. Robin Voss, he graduated from the University of Wisconsin Whitewater. He graduated from Whitewater 3 years before I graduated from Eau Claire. I went to UW Marathon County, and then I went to UW Eau Claire, and I graduated, and I had so much growth within my life, so many opportunities. I was able to expand my base of knowledge and also get tools to move on into the workforce and find a career. Robin Voss said that he was embarrassed to be a University of Wisconsin System alumnus because of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in the UW system. Voss said in remarks Saturday at the State Republican Party Convention in La Crosse, quote, "This is probably, to me, the most important single issue that we are facing as a people, as a nation, and as really humanity." I'm going to ask you out there right now to think about the issues that we as a people, as a human race, the issues that we have right now. Where do you think diversity, equity, and inclusion programs rank on the listing of problems that we have as the human race? Heck, as a country. We don't have to go human race. As a country. Even if that's too big, how about in the state of Wisconsin, in terms of the issues that we need to really focus on when it comes to what's going on in the state of Wisconsin? How many do you think you could come up with before you said, yeah, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the University of Wisconsin and the UW system, boy, that is truly a major issue in our state. As I told Pat Kreitlow a little bit earlier, I understand that when you have state party conventions, that sometimes you're going to throw some red meat out there. You're going to try to stir the pot a little bit, try to get some energy out there. And if he thinks that he can use another social issue here to get people riled up, that he'll do it. Robin Voss would do that. But it shows such a lack of seriousness when it comes to issues of education, when it comes to issues of the budget. There needs to be a sense of seriousness that we all use. Because as I've said before, that budgeting is about priorities. It really is about priorities. You need to prioritize what's important. When you have, even with $7 billion in a surplus, there's still limitations. There's always limitations. You have to decide what is the priority. Where are we going to spend the money? And the idea that DEI, and again, he just continued in his voice, in his speech, the idea that, you know, he calls this racist, overt racism, overt exclusion, overt indoctrination is so deep in the UW system, I am embarrassed to be an alumni. Embarrassed to be an alumni. Racism, exclusion. The thing about it is when Robin Voss talks about exclusion, who's been excluded over the years? This is about making sure the doors are open to everybody, not just because you're a legacy, not just because generation after generation of your family has gone to the University of Wisconsin, and that means you can go too. The door is always open to you. It's about opening the door to talented people who may not have had the opportunity otherwise. It's an embarrassment what Robin Voss said this weekend, a true embarrassment. It really is, because we can have a discussion on this. But it has to be a serious discussion, not throwing out the red meat for the far right who came to La Crosse last weekend to be part of the Republican Party convention. This is too serious. It really is to try to throw out the red meat. And I've tried to treat it seriously here as well. And as we continue on this program later on, of course, coming up here in a few minutes, we will have our guest. But then afterwards, I really am curious to your thoughts. Do you feel like Robin Voss is being serious? Do you feel like this is an issue that is one of those that you take to the wall because it's so vitally important? It really is. It's when you hear comments like that, you almost take it not as seriously when it is serious, but you have to take it in a serious way. So again, this weekend, Robin Voss, again, I think he had a near-death experience when he almost lost the Republican primary last year. And all of a sudden, he has decided, well, I'm going to become a hero to the far right of my party and make sure that never happens again. Then I'm going to stay as Speaker of the Assembly and a Republican leader in the State Assembly as long as I want to. It's a shame. Leaders need to be above the fray sometimes. And unfortunately, it feels like Robin Voss has a very difficult time doing that. We're going to take a time out and then come back and talk to some cast members and members of the company from the Wassa Community Theater as Heather's the Musical is coming up this weekend. So we'll talk about that coming up. The time is 8:28. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. The time is 8:33. Currently, fair sky, 68 degrees in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the beautiful Grand Theater in Wausau, the Wausau Community Theater is presenting Heather's the Musical. And we're very happy to welcome into studio members of the company from the WCT. We have the director, Randy Hansen, and a couple of the performers, Madeline Miner and Nathan Christofferson. Thank you. What was the name again? Christopher. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris. Why did I write it down? Christopher. Okay, sorry about that, Nathan. But first of all, thanks again for all coming in.
Not a problem.
We'll start with Randy, obviously, the director. I remember Heather's as the movie back when I was
right,
just...
1988, I believe.
You have to get closer to the microphone.
Yeah, 1988.
Okay, absolutely. But I remember seeing it in the theater back, I was about to graduate from high school back then. It's a very interesting story. And actually, when I was thinking about it, it probably has as much relevance now as it did back when it first came out back in the late 1980s because of the issues
absolutely.
In schools.
I mean, nothing's changed really from... 88 to now, I mean, there's some of the topics, you know, bullying and suicide and school shootings. It's all something that's still there. And the good thing about doing this show is we're able to bring these topics back to light and have some discussion about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it's something that needs to be taken care of.
And in terms of choosing shows for the WCT as a director, do you have a choice in that? Or is it how do you go about choosing the shows that the WCT decides to... perform here in Wausau?
Well, actually, they have a show committee where they will sit down and they'll pick shows and it gets discussed. And actually, this year I was lucky enough to be on that committee. And when I came into it, I had this one in mind and somebody had already pulled it. So I didn't have to push for it as mm-hmm. much. But once we were picking, I definitely pushed hard for this because this is one that I've wanted to do.
Let's talk to our actors here, Madeline and Nathan. And first of all, for each of you, what roles are you playing in this production?
Yeah, I'm playing Veronica Sawyer, who was played by Winona Ryder in the original movie.
I'm playing Jason Dean, who was played by who?
Christian Slater.
I was gonna say it. Christian Slater. Of course it was. I mean, man.
It's a fun role.
Yeah, and I guess what drew you to this show? Because obviously, you know, when there's a show, some people try for everything. Obviously, but what drew you, each of you, to this show and maybe the roles that you're playing?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to see the West End version in London last summer, which was an absolute dream come true. I knew some of the songs beforehand, you know, like growing up as a theater kid, you kind of know the music and everything. But yeah, one of my best friends and I were studying abroad there. We saw the show, and we the whole way home we were giggling about, you know, how fun it would be to be in this show and how absolutely insane it would be to play Heather Chandler and Veronica. So when we saw that there was an audition opportunity, we went and we ended up getting those exact roles. So it was a really fun full circle moment for us, especially on Saturday or Sunday. We were moving in the set to the Grand Theater, and it was exactly 1 year after seeing the show. So we were laughing a lot about that. We were like, oh, I guess it kind of worked out for us.
And Nathan, how about you? What draws you to this this show?
Well, about 2 years ago, my dad got me in to try out for my first play. And I had so much fun, and then I did Clue last year, and I thought, you know what? I want to try a musical. So I auditioned for Heather's, not knowing really what it was. And it's been an incredible opportunity. I've really grown to love theater and musical theater especially.
Randy, how big is the cast?
We have 27 in the cast.
Wow.
Yeah, normally the show runs with somewhere around 16 to 18 on the Broadway version, but you know, with community theater, you like to have a little bigger ensemble, so you get a little bit bigger sound. So we probably brought in a few more kids, and there's always kids in high school, right?
How long has the process been? When did you start rehearsals?
My process started back in January, right?
Yeah.
But rehearsals started, I believe it was May 1st, and we've gone the last 8 weeks over at the WCT building, and then we just moved in for our last week here at the Grand, and yeah, long nights.
Again, we're talking to Randy Hansen, Madeline Miner, and Nathan Christopher, members of the Wausau Community Theater. WCT presents Heather's the Musical Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Theater in Wausau. For the actors, the process, and I know that actors talk about the process all the time. Has it been smooth? Has it come to you quickly? How have the last 8 weeks gone for each of you in terms of finding the role and trying to be at the peak when the show opens up on Thursday night?
Yeah, something about this show that, you know, and this role that really drew me to it was just how challenging it is. You know, it's a fun show, obviously. There's silly moments, but also there's a lot of heavy things. So this is a very taxing show, I think, physically, emotionally, and vocally. The songs are super challenging. You know, it's interesting having to go from going from like belting your face off to then crying to then doing some pretty difficult intimacy work to then a fight scene. So it kind of covers everything. And it's obviously been challenging, you know, when you're trying to put all those pieces together, but everyone has been really wonderful to work with, and we've all been very communicative with each other, and I think that having good people around just makes it a lot easier.
And Nathan, how about you? What's the process been like for you? Has it been a smooth process? Because you said not a lot of experience on the stage, and obviously if it's a show like this where you add the musical aspect, as you said, that you haven't had experience with, how has the process been for you?
Intimidating. yeah, very intimidating. My character is darkly charismatic, so it's a very fun role to play, but also, you know, a lot of depth to dive into, and there's definitely been moments where I don't know.
What's been the hardest part? What has been the hardest part? Because, again, I had some experience years ago where there can be times where you're in it for a few weeks and it feels like you just don't have a grasp of it yet, where it hasn't come together yet. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it does feel like it comes together. Has there been frustrating moments? Has there been a moment where you said, hey, okay, I'm starting to feel it, and now we're able to take those steps forward?
Yeah. I mean, with any show, as you get to understand the script and you understand your character, everything does come together because you understand then, okay, this is who my character is at this moment, and this is when he breaks. This is where that character changes. We really see his true colors, and I feel like I've kind of gotten more of an understanding of who my character is over the past couple of weeks, and especially since moving into the theater yesterday, just getting to know my environment a little bit more. It's been coming together.
And Madeline, sounds like you have more experience. Could you talk about your experience coming into the show? How much have you had in terms of being on the stage?
Yeah, I'm originally from Green Bay, and I started doing community theater when I was about 5. No one in my family does theater or anything like that when I was young, so it kind of came out of nowhere. But I did community theater and school theater all growing up, and I'm actually a musical theater major over at Stevens Point right now. So it's kind of become my whole deal, this is my first summer staying in Point because of the show in Wausau. So,
And Randy, how about you? How many shows have you directed? How much directing experience do you have? And maybe your philosophy in terms of bringing a show together, because you're kind of the coach of the crew here for the WCT in this production. Maybe your philosophy on directing, but how much experience directing have you had? And maybe your philosophy in terms of how you work.
As for theater experience myself, I really didn't have anything growing up. I mean, I got into the theater just by going to shows down in Milwaukee from where I was originally from. Came up here, my kids got involved with the children's theater, and that's how I got involved basically in theater. I've directed probably 3 or 4 or co-directed 3 or 4 shows with children's theater here in town, and then this is my first opportunity with Wausau Community Theater. I'm used to the little ones.
Sure.
So now working with adults, pros and cons, right? I mean, the talent level is just beyond belief in this show. First and foremost, both these guys, immediately as soon as they auditioned, it was like, there's my Veronica. There's my JD. It wasn't, there was no question. And I mean, we had other people who were auditioning at the same time.
Sure.
That's, they were picking them as they go and like nailed a lot of these same people that we had. So the talent is phenomenal in this show, which I am entirely grateful for. But my philosophy, I mean, I work for the Sheriff's Department in Milwaukee and here for like 28 years. So I'm pretty regimented on what I do.
Sure.
So I like things a certain way. So like I said, when I heard about doing this in January and applied for it, I went and got the script immediately, started breaking down how I was, wanted to do things. Good for me, bad for my family, because usually that takes me away, and I am all in when it comes to this stuff. So whether it comes to set, and I like to have everything ready to go. I don't like doing last-minute things if I don't have to, so
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty regimented that way. And then, you know, I start out by letting the actors kind of do what they want to do, mm-hmm. and we'll tweak it from there. So, I mean, I'm strict, but I'm not, you know, totally strict. I mean,
I imagine with artists that's what you have to be, because, I mean, that's part of who they are.
Well, that's right.
Know?
I mean, that's theater, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
You got to become the character, and you got to experience.
You got to find it, don't you?
Right, and if they take it too far, right, we rein it back. And if it's not too far, hey, experiment with this. We'll see what it looks like.
Something you mentioned is the talent level, and I think sometimes folks will say, well, you know, they may go to a show at the Grand that's brought in, one of the touring shows.
Yep.
The talent is really impressive in this area, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. When I first moved to the area here, I was impressed with how artsy this town really was. And I'm so grateful to have some place like the Grand Theater that can bring in shows. But the talent level, whether it's the children that I work at Children's Theater, and I've seen them grow into the community theater and do other things, mm-hmm. it's just crazy. It's crazy good.
Well, for the actors again, in terms of, you know, having the serious aspects to it, that, and you talk about the emotional, maybe, roller coaster in a sense, that there's different, you're able to delve into different emotions during this production. How would you rate the difficulty of finding that character? Because it does sound like it is more challenging than some of the shows that you could do at a community theater level. Could you talk about maybe the challenges of all the emotions that, and maybe what the audience is going to see in terms of their emotions when they see it as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think for answering first about the audience, I think it'll be interesting for younger people because I think they'll see a lot of themselves in it, especially, you know, high school, college-aged kids. I think a lot of the older audiences are going to feel a lot of nostalgia for the 80s kind of themes.
Well, those of us who saw the movie, too.
Right?
Us old people who saw it, remember seeing it in the theater.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But something that has really stuck with me throughout this process, when I was reading through the script the first time, there was a little note at the beginning, and it said, less camp, more sincerity. And it's a very campy show, you know.
Sure.
There's a lot of silly stuff, and there's a lot of crazy costumes and funny one-liners, but it really all comes down to just being sincere, you know. I think most of the actors have felt a lot of these things before, you know, like, especially being, like, artsy theater people. I'm sure a lot of us have felt ostracized in school and, you know, have maybe gotten a little bit of bullying and stuff. So I think it's easy to do once you realize that it is real and it is just things that everyone experiences.
Nathan, are your thoughts in terms of, again, being asked to touch different aspects of emotion? That's what it sounds like within this program, this show. Is that similar the thoughts that you have as well?
Well, as usual, Madeline said it perfectly. you know, I'll say again, my character is a dark character, you know? He's got a lot of troubled stuff going on. So that's been difficult to sift through. I can definitely touch on some of the same issues that he has just for my own life. I don't know how I would really go into that further.
Well, now it is, you know, they call it Tech Week, the final stretch heading towards the show.
what's Tech Week like? And obviously it is different because, especially for the actors, you do move into the different space.
It's completely different. You're in a small space with tape on the floor and a ceiling that's 1 foot above your head. And then suddenly you're in this giant stage with a huge, beautiful set with several different entrances and exits. And yeah, it's like you know what you're doing until you get there. And that's what Tech Week is for. You're just figuring out what the hell you're doing all over again. But at least you know your lines.
Yeah, trying to remember your lines while there's bright lights flashing in your face, you know. And I think what's going to be really interesting, too, about getting an audience is trying not to break with laughter.
Right.
There are so many moments, especially with... Shout out to Kurt and Ram. They're the two kind of jocks that are a lot of the comedic relief in the show. And those two, one of them is one of my very close friends that I've known for a few years now from school. I have in rehearsals, it takes everything not to break because they are just doing the most ridiculous things on stage. And I think once you have an audience of hundreds of people also laughing, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to not join them in that.
And one of the asks, actually, again, that brings up a memory of mine back years ago when I did a comedy. And, I was fortunate to have a lead role. And you go through, and in our case, it was about 6-7 weeks where you don't have the laughter.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the first night, the laughter comes. And you have to be ready for that. I mean, because it's so different because as you do rehearsals, it's the whole flow of the show changes with an audience, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, there's a lot more people. Obviously, we're laughing, too, at the director's table and stuff like that. But you do. It's good when the audience is there because you want these reactions when certain things happen. If you do it and you don't get that reaction, then you wonder if you did something wrong. But for the most part, you know, you want to get that laughter. Those pauses where you wait for the applause or the laughter. Yeah, it's a totally different animal. I mean, Tech Week for me, it's kind of slowing down for me now.
Yes.
You know, right?
There's so much you can do at this point.
Right. So they're in the theater. We just make sure they're in the right spots and make sure, you know, the sound, the lighting, the everything is good to go. So on Thursday, we're ready to go full board.
And Madeline and Nathan, it sounds like Madeline, you've had so much experience going to school. Then Nathan may be a little bit different. Has this experience changed maybe what you want to continue to do within theater? Are you looking for maybe professionally working in some aspect? Madeline and Nathan, has this experience made you want to further expand your experiences within the theater? As it sounds like, again, you took a step forward by being part of a musical. Well, start with Madeline. You obviously going to UWSP and being involved in it. What are your hopes for the future?
Yeah, I do want to pursue this as a career professionally. It's kind of been my dream my whole life. So I'm very lucky that I've kind of grown into a voice that fits a lot of my favorite characters. I feel very, very lucky about that. I loved Veronica for quite a few years now, and I feel really lucky that I get to play her. But yeah, community theater, something I love about it especially is just how many different people there are from so many different walks of life. You're working with high schoolers, you're working with adults with, you know, the most different day jobs that you could ever imagine. And it's a chance to work with a lot of people that you normally would never cross paths with. And that's something that I think is very unique to community theater. Because in the professional world, everyone is kind of just doing that, and that is it is their main thing. So it's cool to be able to work with people who, you know, I normally would never get the chance to meet, who are some of my best friends now.
Nathan, how about you? Are you looking to continue to be involved along this road in the future?
Yeah, most definitely. In the past, I've had a limited amount of training through John Casablancas, and I did modeling through Model Talent Management.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as camera work, I have some experience there, stage presence, but over these past 3 years, acting has really become a new passion of mine. And I've been blessed with being able to do some things up in Antigo with Antigo Community Theater here in Wausau. It's been a dream. The first theater performance I ever went to was at the Grand, and I wanted to be up there. Now I am, and it's kind of surreal. And I also, in the past year, I've gotten to appear in my first film and my first commercial. It's opened this new door of possibilities that I can't wait to walk into.
The whirlwind is now really going, right?
Yep.
And finally, Randy, let's get the basics out there for folks who would be interested in coming and seeing this production, the four shows between Thursday and Saturday. Give us the basics. What do they need to know in terms of, you know, what the best way to get tickets, anything they should know in terms of
planning their weekend to come and see Heather's the Musical on the Grand.
Yeah, so we've got shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 6:30 on Thursday night, 7:30 on Friday, 2 o'clock and 7:30 on Saturday. The best way to get tickets is either get them in person at the Grand, at the door during the show, or you can get them online at the Grand Theater's website.
Fantastic. Well, I guess break a leg to all of you.
No.
Randy Hansen, Madeline Miner, Nathan Christopher. Again, Heather's the Musical, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Wausau Community Theater at the Grand. Thank you all for popping on in.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick time out. Come right back. The time is 8:52. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12. With you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Thanks again to Randy, Madeline, and Nathan for joining us. I'm playing this. This is David Byrne, Talking Heads. When I was in school and I did a little bit of theater, a young lady who was a girlfriend of mine, who's still a friend, actually, after all these years, she loves David Byrne. In fact, I sent her a link of a YouTube interview with David Byrne that was on 60 Minutes just over a week ago, over the weekend, and she was all, oh, I didn't see that. And then she goes, hey, did you read any of David Byrne's books? I said, no, I didn't know he was also an author. And she said, oh, here's a couple of books that are my favorite. So it's like, I'm going to have to pick up a couple of books. But again, it's the people, and that's one of the great things about getting involved. And if you have never been involved in, say, well, Wausau Community Theater, that we heard it from our guests about you know, the people that you're able, different walks of life. This is, you know, people who have jobs and families, and they get together and do a show over a couple of months' time and then able to be on the Grand Theater stage. And that was one of the greatest thrills of my life, was being on the Grand Theater stage and, you know, just being there. It's really something. So, again, Thursday at 6:30. Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., Heather's the Musical. In fact, I plan on seeing it myself on Thursday because that's the only time I could. I'm flying out of town before their shows on Friday and Saturday, going on vacation, but going to try to get over there and see the show on Thursday night and hopefully see you there as well. Coming up at 9 o'clock, CBS News at the top of the hour. We will then have our daily visit with our meteorologist, Jennifer Vuchiski from Weatherology. Talk about what looks to be a very warm and a very dry week on tap. Again, boy, we could still use some rain, but it does not look like anything is coming in the near future. So we'll find out exactly if there is any chance of some rain and just how hot it will be this week with Jennifer Vuchiski coming up. And then one more hour to go. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Can you?